Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, as children, we were always looking up, weren't we? Just from the simple fact that we were kids living amongst grown-ups who had grown-up-sized things, we were always looking up. But of course, there were people we were undoubtedly looking up to from an admiration standpoint, too. Parents, grandparents, teachers, or other role models. And why did we look up? Because there's that innate desire to want to grow up, to increase in our size, knowledge, and abilities. And as we get older and those areas of our life do increase, perhaps we get to a point of contentment or even laziness. While we don't have control over our physical growth to a certain point, at least height-wise anyway, we do in other areas. We can always continue learning, we can always gain new skills, and you know what else? We can always grow in our faith. And we read in Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, that the apostles requested just that of the Lord. It seems as though this was their response to the challenging instructions that Jesus gave in verses 1 through 4 in the need to forgive when people seek to repent, no matter how often they seek to repent. Let's go ahead and read these two verses, and then we can just discuss this a little bit further. Let's read Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." On one hand, we need to realize that Jesus is speaking to his apostles in these two verses at least, and they would have the ability to do some miraculous things as they went about spreading the good news of Jesus. So, if you were to take this literally about the mulberry tree being uprooted, then I think it's about the only way you could take it. However, I believe this has a deeper application than just to the apostles in front of him. If this is in response to what Jesus said in verses 1 through 4, which applies to every Christian, that we all need to be willing to forgive others, then we have the ability to have powerful faith too. No, not to literally move a mulberry tree through our faith, but from the standpoint of forgiveness, it's really hard to truly forgive someone. But it isn't too hard when your faith is founded in the one who died in order for you to be forgiven, is it? When I can keep that in mind, it's not that hard. And when we forgive others, as God's forgiven us, it can change lives. Where anger and resentment could have lived, love and compassion reside in its place. And I believe this passage goes along well with Jesus' words in John chapter 15. I would recommend that you read the greater context of verses 1 through 11, but for our purposes today, we'll read verses 5 through 7 of John 15 in the midst of his vine and branches analogy here. John chapter 15, verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." At the very least, we can see even from past studies like in Luke chapter 8 that we need to be sure our seed of faith is in good soil and ready to yield good fruit, as we also looked at that in Luke chapter 6. Jesus is the same Lord then as he is today, and his call for forgiveness and faith and working for him is the same today as it was then. Apart from him, we can do nothing, but let's make sure that our seed of faith is planted and rooted in good soil. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.